Jenna Birch, Little Rock Women, winning the Women's Golf Championship of the OVC, and she's joining us now. Jenna, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you guys?
Does the word OVC, the words OVC champion, does that sound good to you?
It sounds pretty good, and it's probably sounded really great for the last 10 days or so, and especially with the NCAA selection show the other day. It felt great.
Well, tell me about your team, and we'll do the deep dive in a minute. What about this team do you like?
The one thing I love about this team is we're really a family. Everybody is close. If you can't tell by my accent, I'm not from the U.S.
No,
I
know. I can tell right away you're from Jonesboro. You're from Jonesboro, Arkansas. I can tell right away.
Yep, I'm a local to Little Rock. but no, and my entire team is international too. So it really takes a lot for them to come in. And, you know, we all kind of merge as one family, which you can't really beat that dynamic.
Yeah.
In an athletic team.
And putting it all together, I mean, especially in today's world of, you know, you're talking about bringing in international golfers, the transfer portal, the NIL, all the different things that go into it. I'm sure when you were going through the process of being a coach, you weren't going to sign up for all of those things. But just this team itself, give me some of your key players. Talk about the tournament itself, winning that championship.
Yeah, I mean, I have to start with kind of the two key role players who have kind of helped turn this program since I got hired, and those are my two seniors, Vicky and Aggie. Vicky's from Slovakia, Aggie's from Venezuela. They were my first ever recruits, so they kind of started this process, and I've explained that this has been a process for 5 years. And basically taking a trustful and a new coach when I got hired and helping me build this team. And then one by one each year, we had a better player join us. We have Anna from Ireland, and she was the OVC champion, won her first college event back in March in Vegas. And that kind of just started everything, and then came into the OVC and won that, was also player of the year. And then obviously I have to mention Eleanor, my girl from France, who picked up freshman of the year this year and finished second at the OVC.
So you just named off three different countries, okay? How do they get to Little Rock? Where do you find them? They don't find you, I would imagine.
Pretty much, yeah. So Aggie, who is from Venezuela, she found me when she started the recruiting process and sent me the email. Everyone else I found, and that was through a combination of me going overseas and recruiting, the connections I had, and then obviously the recruiting services that are a big deal for the student athletes now to use.
Well, yeah. And how did Little Rock find you, or you find Little Rock?
So I was the assistant at Georgia Southern before coming to Little Rock. And then when this position opened, the former men's coach, Jake Harrington, knew the men's coach at Georgia Southern pretty good from obviously them being back in the Sun Belt back then. And conversations just kind of happened. And I was brought in to visit Little Rock and fell in love with all of the golf courses that we have here and fell in love with Little Rock. And here we are 5 years later.
And OVC champion. So where do we go from here?
So next week we will be loading up and flying down to College Station. So we'll be playing in the NCAA regionals hosted by Texas A&M. So we're currently just preparing for that. And then we have a great regional, some of the best teams in the country. So that's going to be a great test of golf, and that's going to happen May 6th to the 8th down in Texas.
You know, Polk Brown coming on, the Tennessee Tech men's coach who won the OVC championship as well. And I've talked to golf coaches on this. By the way, this is University Showcase right here in the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center studio here in Nashville. Do you scout the course you're playing on? I don't know any other sport where a coach will go in and you know, football, basketball, you know, baseball dimensions vary, softball dimensions, you know, vary, but not to the where you would go scout a venue or tennis or anything like that. But in golf, how much do you scout the course you're playing on?
We've done a little bit of preparation with each course this year. So we have access to kind of yardage books, which show us the layout of the golf courses pre-tournament. So I'll kind of take a look at them. And then, like, for example, the NCAA regionals, we have the yardages that the holes are going to play. So from the yardage books, we can kind of see where we're teeing off, what shots we have to hit. And then I actually go and align that with the golf courses we're going to play in Little Rock and try and align the holes up. So it's something very similar to what we're going to go play in the tournament.
Yeah, and so that's an added dimension to all this. Little Rock coach, women's golf coach, Jenna Birch. The first, am I seeing this right? The first for the program since 1999, first conference mm-hmm. championship. What were you doing in 1999?
I was 8 years old, so probably playing with a Bobby doll or something.
But, you know, and the third overall for the program, the first OVC title, obviously, and just the second time around, that's got to have a little special feeling on it, you know, when you go in. And, you know, and the way I'm looking at this, I'm going into to Frank, your AD, and say, hey, man, or George, who's now stepped to the other side of things, and say, hey, just let you know that, you know, 1999, last time this program won a conference championship. I'm, you know, just I'm just helping you out with your contract negotiations here, okay?
Yeah, and then to add on to that, this is the first time the team will make it to the NCAA regionals.
That is so cool with that. But leading wire to wire, I mean, if you, I don't know. I mean, you go to bed after the first round, you're up. You go to bed after the second round, you're up. You go to bed after the third one, you're a champion. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, the OVC teams definitely was a great competition with Moorhead. It's always a great battle with them. I mean, the first day, we did what we wanted to do. We wanted to try and get a lead. The second day, there was a part of it where I was probably more stressed than the girls because obviously I could check live scoring and see what was going on. And, you know, the lead got down to like one stroke at one point during the second day. At the end of the second day, I can tell you this, I did not sleep that much that night. My boyfriend got a lot of phone calls of trying to calm me down before the third day. And then on the third day, as a coach, I approached it that I didn't look at live scoring. So I really had no idea until probably the last three or four holes on the final day.
Little Rock women's coach Jenna Birch, the OVC Women's Golf Championship, heading off to the regional. As a coach, what? How much in basketball or football? You can call a timeout, right? You can sort of impact the game as it goes. I've seen basketball coaches get technical fouls to stop things, right? In all the other sports, baseball, you can walk. How can you, as a coach, as things are going on, settle a player down or pump a player up? How does that all work?
Every player is different. I think that's the great thing about this sport is I really can't use the same techniques with every player. But one of the things that I do with my team is, like, when things are going bad for one player, I just remind them that this is a team tournament and you've got four teammates on this golf course too. And, you know, at the OVC, I had a couple of players who weren't really performing the way they should be. And it kind of rotated a different player each day. And, you know, it was just reminding them of, hey, like, once we finish this hole, it may be a bad hole, but, like, let's refresh and restart on the next one. And, you know, just remember you've got four teammates. Like, you can't win this for our team alone. And you kind of have to rely on them and just kind of take a deep breath. And then, obviously, I have some player. Anna is probably the most energetic player that I've ever coached. So she's all about, you know, the high fives, the clapping. So she needs that. So once, you know, in order to keep her going, she makes a birdie. It's a great deal. We're high energy. We're pumped up. So everyone's a little different.
And how does that, you know, and thanks for the deep dive with this, coach, but how does that resonate, you know, because they're not, you know, and when you call a timeout, they all huddle together, right? And a lot of these sports, but, you know, somebody could be a hole or two ahead, somebody could be a hole or two behind. How does that resonate in the game itself as it's going on?
So honestly, they're, my team is very good at like actually paying attention to where everyone else is on the golf course. You know, we were kind of lucky at Tunica National where we were at that the players could see each other every now and then, and it was just like kind of like a high five, kind of like a wave across the fairway kind of thing to kind of acknowledge each other. And that's kind of the golf version of a timeout, right? It's kind of how they draw attention to each other and draw attention to their teammates.
You know, I was just looking at your bio, and it's amazing. You do not sound like you are living. You came from Jonesboro, Arkansas. It's amazing. tell me about though how you got to the States. Armstrong State, two-time All-American, Peach Belt Player of the Year, and all of that. How did you get over here?
So I had an older brother that kind of went through the same process. Came over and played golf at a school in New York. And my process was very similar. We didn't have recruiting services back then, so it was me sending 75 emails to different coaches and just hoping one responded. And Michael Butler at Armstrong did and gave me the chance to come play for his team. And honestly, it was the best, probably the best 4 years of my life, and introduced me to college golf, and I fell in love with college golf.
Wow. So you are... magna cum laude with a degree in psychology. Okay. So first off, don't try to analyze this interview. You'll be wasting your time. Okay. Number two, how does that play in, you know, I know you have a master's, from Georgia Southern in sports management, but the degree in psychology for your undergraduate, how does that play into all this?
It does a little bit, probably not too much. I wish I honestly can't say I know much about it. A lot of it, like my background for my undergrad was behavior. So a lot of it is like how to use reinforcements in the correct way. You know, and I definitely incorporate that into the program. On a daily basis, you know, the girls are trying to earn things. We're always working towards something, you know, whether it's having to make 23 footers in a row rather than 50. There's always goals and little things they can do to try and, you know, reinforce good practice. So I think we do that more than anything. But apart from that, I wish I knew more. It would probably help. It may help my mental game a little bit better.
Yeah, help you sitting over there, right? Chewing your nails or whatever you're doing. And one other component, Jenna, that in 2021 or whichever it was, you had the fifth best grade point average of any team in the country. And this is scary. You had a collective 3.95 team GPA that spring semester, the highest by any team in Little Rock Athletics history. All five golfers were named academic all scholars. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. I mean, they do a great job. I think sometimes they don't like that they play for such a competitive coach. I'm very competitive, and I instill that into every part of the program. And, you know, I have high expectations. The girls are pretty much made aware of that during the recruiting process, so it's really not a big surprise when they get to Little Rock. But, you know, I always want the best, and whether that's, you know, performance-wise on the golf course, or whether that's in the classroom, or whether that's in how many community hours we do and volunteering in Little Rock. Like, I always want them to be the top of the game in every aspect. And honestly, I think that's helped the program come to where it has in the last 5 years is, like, there's no letting go, right? There's no letting go in down. It's always trying to perform at your best.
Good luck, Jenna. Hey, thanks. I've enjoyed this. Good luck in the regional, and congratulations. OVC championships got a nice ring to it. That's how we started this.